Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Nightly Calm. I'm so glad you joined me again for another journey into the land of sweet dreams. You know that feeling when your head hits the pillow and instead of drifting off, your brain's buzzing like a beehive? You toss and turn, counting sheep who are definitely not cooperating, and then bam, it's 3 a.m. and you're staring at the ceiling wondering how sleep could be so elusive. Trust me, I've been there. But what if I told you that creating a relaxing bedtime sanctuary could be your secret weapon to finally conquering the sleepless nights? That's exactly what we're diving into tonight, turning your bedroom into a haven of peace and tranquility where slumber comes calling effortlessly. Now, before we get into the nitty-gritty, let me ask you this. How many times have you tried to unwind after a long day only to be bombarded by blue light from your phone or TV? Ever feel like your bedroom is more of a catch-all space than a place of relaxation? You're not alone. But here's the good news: with a few simple tweaks, we can transform that chaotic space into a blissful oasis. So get comfy, grab your favorite cup of maybe chamomile tea for extra chill vibes, and let's get this nighttime sanctuary sorted out. Okay, listeners, here are 5 golden rules to crafting your ultimate bedtime sanctuary. 1. Embrace the power of darkness. Our bodies crave darkness to produce melatonin, that magical hormone that signals it's time to sleep. Think about it like this. Back in the day, when we didn't have streetlights and iPhones glowing all night, our natural sleep cycle was perfectly aligned with the sun. So ditch the bright lights an hour or two before bed. Swap them for soft lamps, candles, flameless ones are safer. Or even string lights that create a warm, inviting glow. 2. Temperature is key. Ever notice how you feel groggy when your room's too warm? Your body needs to cool down naturally to fall asleep. Aim for a bedroom temperature around 65 degrees Fahrenheit, think crisp, cool air. You might even want to invest in a fan or cooling sheets if things get toasty. 3. Sound is the sleep sweetener. Noise can be a major sleep saboteur. But silence isn't always ideal either. Try incorporating calming sounds into your bedtime routine. Think gentle nature sounds, white noise, or even ambient music, anything that helps mask distracting noises and create a sense of serenity. 4. Send your way to sleep. Our sense of smell is deeply connected to our emotions and memories. Certain scents can have a profound effect on our ability to relax and fall asleep. Lavender, chamomile, and vanilla are classic sleep-promoting aromas. You can use essential oil diffusers, scented candles, or even just spritz your sheets with a calming linen spray. 5. Technology timeout. This one's crucial. The blue light emitted from our phones and laptops tricks our brains into thinking it's still daytime, suppressing melatonin production. Aim to put away all electronics at least an hour before bed. Instead, read a book, the physical kind. Listen to calming music, or practice some gentle stretches. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine this, it's 10 p.m. You've just finished your evening walk and feel the day's stress melting away. You enter your bedroom, dim the lights, light a lavender candle, put on some calming music, and slip into your freshly laundered sheets that smell faintly of chamomile. Your phone is safely tucked away in another room, your window is slightly open for a gentle breeze, and the only sounds you hear are the soft hum of your fan and the gentle melody playing in the background. Sounds like heaven? It can be. This isn't just about creating a pretty space, it's about establishing a ritual that signals to your body that it's time to wind down. It's about carving out that precious hour or two before bed to truly relax and recharge. So, what are you waiting for? Start by implementing just one of these tips tonight. Swap out those bright lights for some soft lamps, try a calming essential oil blend, or put your phone on silent an hour before bed. Even small changes can make a big difference in how well you sleep. Remember, creating a bedtime sanctuary is a journey, not a destination. Experiment with different techniques, find what works best for you, and don't be afraid to dust along the way. You deserve those restful nights, so let's make it happen. Join me again tomorrow for another episode of Nightly Calm, where we'll continue exploring the secrets to peaceful sleep. Until then, sweet dreams.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.